Good afternoon, everyone. I am Lori Haisley, and I thank you all for inviting me here to share with you how we in Riverside County, California, work towards reducing health disparities by increasing the breastfeeding rates of African American infants. I work in a large department of public health within nutrition services and the WIC program. And I have no financial or other conflicts of interest in relevant organizations providing goods or services, nor do I have any commercial considerations to disclose. I want to give you a little background. In 2004, the state of California issued a request for proposal for special funding to create a breastfeeding peer counselor project. And we in Riverside County jumped at the chance to create breastfeeding peer counselor project targeting our African American women in our WIC program. We had been noticing over the years that no matter what kind of interventions we were utilizing to increase our breastfeeding rates among our WIC mothers, that our women, our African American mothers' breastfeeding rates did not budge one iota. We had very good prenatal breastfeeding education classes. We had 24-hour breastfeeding helpline. We had all kinds of interventions, but our African American women's breastfeeding rates did not change. So we knew that we would have to find a different kind of an intervention, something different specifically for our African American women. So let me take you back just a few steps to answer some of the questions that a lot of other people asked us as we move forward into this project. First, why African American women isn't that discriminatory? Secondly, are there really health disparities among African Americans and why do they exist? I know you all know that question and answer, but a lot of people didn't. And what are the barriers that need to be overcome to equalize these health disparities? So I personally like difficult questions, and we kept searching for some difficult answers. And the last two questions that were asked of us were, what new interventions could you possibly come up with that could overcome these barriers? People have been trying a lot of things, but what do you have that's new? And can you really be successful? People are rather doubting of new projects, and so they didn't think that we would be successful, but once somebody questions that, we are the kind of people that like a challenge, and we said we could figure it out. We believe that we can investigate enough and be successful, and we were awarded funding. So I'm going to briefly go over why African American women. You already know there are great perinatal health disparities. African American women have African Americans have the highest infant mortality rate, the highest maternal postnatal mortality rate, and the highest preterm low and very low birth weight rates. And there's other health disparities which are amongst African Americans is the highest overweight rate amongst African American women, highest diabetes rate, and the highest breast cancer death rates. And we wanted to help close the health gaps of our African American WIC participants in our county. So we looked at what were the factors that were leading to the disparities, and we found that African American mothers are likely to have inadequate prenatal care, more than 8 times that of white mothers. And African American babies are likely to be fed infant formula at birth, and that's more than 2 times that of white mothers. And African American babies are much more likely to be fed infant formula at 1 year of age, almost 3 times that of white babies. So we had to go a little bit further and find out what were the barriers, why, you know, aren't women getting, African American women receiving early and adequate prenatal care? So we wanted to focus in on the barriers then. And so the barriers that we found for the early and adequate prenatal care was a lack of health insurance and medical appointments, no or a lack of transportation, and not enough money. And our African American women were saying they were too busy or they were working and they couldn't get the appointments or there were no child care there wasn't childcare available, and they needed childcare because they couldn't take to their appointments their other children. And there were barriers to breastfeeding success also that we had to overcome. So what we found is we were told it's a bottle feeding culture. African American families are bottle feed their babies. And there was a lack of correct information, accurate information about breastfeeding and how to get started and who breastfeeds. And so we wanted to uncover what that lack of information was and what were the myths associated with what our African American moms were hearing. African American women said they were overwhelmed in the early postpartum period. They lacked support. They felt very isolated. And they lacked breastfeeding role models. That was one of the biggest things. They said they didn't really know anyone who had breastfed. And there was a difficulty in transitioning to the role of mother. So we looked at how could we overcome these barriers? That was going to be something that we wanted to be effective. We wanted to make sure that we were approaching this correctly. And so the peer counselor model seemed to be what was really, really necessary to work with our African-American women within our WIC program. Peer counselors, you may probably already know this, that there's really demonstrated effectiveness. And the peer counselors working with a certain population group, they tend to build bridges between the people who they're targeting and the professionals. That was one problem with our African-American women. When they were going to the doctor's appointments, if they did, they really didn't feel that they could communicate effectively what their issues or their needs were. Our peer counselors have special, or peer counselors in general, have special insight into the needs and problems of the group that they are working with. And they are able to build a trusting relationship because they do know what the special needs and problems are of the group that they're helping. And they can be viewed as role models, and we really wanted to have our peer counselors be viewed as role models. So after we got the funding, we identified six locations, six of our WIC sites. We have 20 WIC sites in our Riverside County, and we identified six WIC sites that had the highest number of African American participants. And we recruited six part-time peer counselors from each of those six WIC sites. We looked for African American WIC participants because we wanted our peer counselors to actually have been participating in the WIC program or currently participating in the WIC program. So we looked for women who had met the following criteria. They had successfully exclusively breastfed for over 1 year, or at least a year. We wanted them to have lived and know the WIC community that they live in and they were going to be working in. We wanted them to actually live where they're going to be working, right in the same area. We wanted them to want to help and support others. They had to be enthusiastic about breastfeeding. And they had to have very good communication skills, and they had to be excellent listeners. More so than knowing about how the mechanisms of breastfeeding, really we found that our peer counselors had to be very good listeners. And then we hired our six peer counselors. They worked part-time, and we trained them using the California State Peer Counselor Manual. And in the beginning, you can see here, they were able to bring their breastfed babies to work, which is a whole nother 15-minute presentation on how that worked. But it was really very, very excellent in the beginning. They brought their babies to work for a full year, and they wore them in slings, and they were excellent role models for our WIC participants. So we knew in the beginning that we wanted to bring our African-American WIC participants together because we knew they had special needs as far as what their barriers were for getting prenatal care and being successful at breastfeeding. So through this whole process, we later found out that really bringing the women together was the key to our success, bringing them together to talk to each other. So we found that bringing the mothers together on a regular basis every month in a safe and comfortable place, they were able to meet and make and meet friends that they continue to provide support to each other. They receive reliable, accurate information by our peer counselors who are trained. There's also an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant that's there at every meeting that can answer any other in-depth questions or problems. It's one-stop shopping. Our WIC centers are co-located with our family care centers. Sometimes they sort of operate separately, but we really brought everybody together, all the collaborative partners that were there in that one location, or each of the six locations that work with pregnant women and postpartum women. We have Black Infant Health, Medi-Cal Managed Care folks come. We had our ADAM project, which was the African Descent AIDS Mobility Project. We had March of Dimes, people making prenatal care appointments. And we discovered that women stopped breastfeeding for reasons that had nothing to do with breastfeeding. It was emotional difficulties. They had stress, anxiety, just all kinds of problems. So what we did was in our groups, we asked always the same kind of a format. And we always asked in our groups, what challenges have you encountered this week? And what made motherhood good this week? And that kind of conversation, that brought up conversation where they were able to support each other, talk about their difficulties, but also talk about what was good and what was really working. And that really made people start embracing motherhood, feel good about breastfeeding, and be successful in breastfeeding. And what happened is our mothers have gained confidence in their new role as mother. That's a difficult role to take on for a lot of people, but they've grown confident. They've grown and developed as peer counselors. Our peer counselors, it's just amazing. We didn't really think of them as growing as in their lives, but they have, and they've become new leaders in their community. It's been something that we've been very happy about. But very quickly, because people ask us, have you really made a difference? Where are the numbers? And so I wanted to show you here that the bottom line is African Americans, and the top line is whites. Of course, there's still a difference, but it's not going to stay different for very long because we are making some great strides. When we started in 2005, African American breastfeeding initiation rate was 33. Now it's, in 2007, that's a year ago, it's even climbed since then, it's 41.7, and that was a 26% increase in just 2 years versus 4% increase. We think that's significant. And then the last chart I wanted to show you is our exclusive breastfeeding duration rates, because anybody can get somebody to start, you know, just in the hospital, but what about over time? In 2004, everyone started off at 15%. Over the years, you'll see our top line is our peer sites, our African-American breastfeeding duration rate is 28% compared to our 19% of all of our other ethnic populations in our other groups. We find that we are really happy, and that's been a significant 86% increase in African-American exclusive breastfeeding. We are really happy about that. The key to all of this is our peer counselors. They do very important work. They constantly figure out ways to meet mothers' needs and improve the project, and they're dedicated and passionate. They're all working towards becoming International Board Certified Lactation Consultants. We find that really exciting. And because there are very few African-American International Board Certified Lactation Consultants, and without them, this program would not exist at all. And the takeaway message is just quickly, isolation, stress, and overwhelming feelings can cause health disparities, but bringing people, mothers together with peer counselors that can facilitate groups is very, very effective. And peer counselors are very cost effective. And our goal in Riverside County is have a breastfeeding friendly Riverside County with no health disparities. And it takes a village to raise a breastfed child. It sounds sort of hokey, but It really is true. No family, no man, woman, or child can be an island. You have to bring families together. You have to bring mothers together. That is what we have found, that we have created neighborhoods within our own county, and our Sister Connection project is dedicated to bring families together to help create neighborhoods.